friend you can depend on.
This is WILO, your home for classic hits, 96.9 FM, and now at 102.7 FM.
WILO.
Happy Saturday morning to you for Inside the Huddle on WILO. Our sponsor, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. Four coaches to talk to this hour. We're going to start it off with Jamie Blacker this morning. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good, man. Doing good.
Great Saturday morning. Nice sunny weather.
Beautiful.
Good drive
beautiful.
Into the station.
Yeah, it's nice.
Hey, we got a good lineup put together here this morning. We're going to start off here in just a second with Coach Brad Scott with Rossville Baseball. Up next at 9:15, Coach Ken Jones, Clinton Central Track. At the half-hour mark, we'll move over to Clinton Prairie and talk with their track coach, Coach Chambers. And we'll finish up the hour this morning with Jamie Smith. He's a junior high baseball coordinator for the Clinton Prairie Gophers. But first up is Coach Brad Scott from Rossville, coach of the Hornets. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you so much for calling in. I'm sure it's a great Saturday morning. Could be out practicing this morning, but you're taking time to reach out to our listeners here at WILO, and we appreciate that.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's actually our first Saturday off here in probably about 5 weeks, so I'm sure our boys are sleeping in this morning and going to enjoy their day off.
Sounds like they get some much-deserved rest. Hey, the Hornets started out this year. I think you guys played in a tourney over at Kokomo, is what I saw on the schedule Ms. Homko sent to me, and can you talk a little bit about that and playing in that Howard County Invitational?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we started the season off at Plainfield April 1st on probably about the windiest, coldest day that we've ever started the season off on.
Welcome to Indiana weather, right?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. But then 2 weekends ago, April 7th and April 8th, we did play in the Howard County Invite hosted by Eastern, Northwestern, and Taylor, and they did a tremendous job with that. There's 8 teams. Really got to see some quality competition from quality 2A, 3A opponents. We ended up playing Northwestern in the opener on Friday evening. Played a very, very good 7-inning, 2-1 baseball game where we came out on top against Northwestern, and followed up on Saturday by playing Rochester and LaVille. Two opponents that we don't generally see on a year-end basis here at Rossville. So it was good to see different competition. Ended up getting 2 wins on the weekend. And like I said, just played really, really good competition that weekend.
That's great to hear for the Hornets. Your guys' baseball program has always been very strong. We'll talk a little bit about how that comes to be and how strong your youth program is here as the program goes along. But can you take a little bit and talk a bit about some of your seniors coming back, Coach, and some of your leaders on your ball club for this year's Hornets?
Yeah, currently we only have one senior in the program, really. We lost 5 guys last year that were starters for us. So we are very, very young. Start at any given day, 4 to 5 freshmen, and then generally we our one senior is the catcher. And our catchers kind of split time. So, we have 3 or 4 juniors that see significant time mixed with the freshman and that one senior, and we have one sophomore. We do have guys back, though, from last year that did have experience and have provided pretty good leadership for those freshmen that are seeing time this year. On the mound, I mean, Matthew Ford, he's a junior, was the ace last year. He's back and has provided leadership for the younger guys. Kion Spencer, another junior. Carter Hornbeck is the one senior who is our catcher. Him and Colton Davis, who was a junior, both split time last year. Both provide good leadership for our younger guys. But really, we're young. We're young, and so there's been a lot of struggles. But a lot of growth at the same time, and it's been fun to see the growth so far this year.
Being young like that, Coach, if you had to put a lot of little extra emphasis in your practice on all the little things to get you where you want to be?
Absolutely, from even putting the rakes up in the proper spot in the closet to putting the bases away exactly where they go. really the attention to detail and all of the little things is something that we are emphasizing day in and day out of practice, whether it be, you know, just how we take our signs, how we get our leads, to every little thing we do. We find that we are definitely pounding that heavier every day in practice.
Hey, Coach, who do you got helping you this year on your varsity staff?
Well, I got Big Jacoby, who I know you guys are very familiar with.
Oh, absolutely.
And then I got what I like to call Better Jacoby, who's Dawson.
Gotcha.
And then
we're familiar with him as well.
Absolutely. And then my pitching coach is Matt Britt. And then we have another assistant, Matt Darnell.
Sounds like you got a well-rounded staff there that helped you with all these young Hornets you're talking about.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Hey, looking at your schedule, a little bit different this year. We've talked with Clinton Prairie and we've talked with Clinton Central. They've brought in a conference tourney here later in the year. So you're playing a chance to play some other teams, like you said earlier, and talk a little bit about how that might work out for you, not, you know, playing the same teams over and over and then having that conference tourney there late in the year.
Yeah, I can tell you that here at Rossville, our goal is to prepare for Memorial Day weekend and beyond the best that we possibly can. Unfortunately, weather did not cooperate with us last Monday. We were supposed to play at Noblesville, but we still have a very tough schedule the rest of the way here, at least with our non-conference. Just next week, we have Central Catholic. We still have Western, Harrison, another game against Northwestern, Twin Lake, North Montgomery, some more 3A, 4A opponents coming up.
Some really top-notch programs that'll help out the Hornets come down the way when you're playing 1A baseball teams down the end.
That's always the goal, yes, sir.
Hey, can you talk a little bit about, you know, some of your bats this year? You surely got some kids that are making contact with the baseball.
Yeah, we have the guys that have returned with Matthew Ford and Kion Spencer, who are kind of, and Colton Davis. Those guys kind of head up the 3-4-5 area of our lineup. But really, it's been the young guys. Zach Wainscott, a freshman who plays middle infield for us, who has kind of been that tone setter at the top of the lineup as a freshman, finding his way on base and scoring some runs. And then other freshmen like Eli Barnes, Ashton Abbott, Eli Barnes, Ashton Abbott, Zach Wainscott, and I apologize because we're constantly switching lineup here. Even Quentin Saylor, who's a junior, and some of these guys that aren't in the middle of the lineup, who are just getting on base and finding ways to score runs. We're not a big heavy, we're not going to go beat teams by going double after double after double. We have to kind of play what we brand as our style of baseball of doing different things on the bases and finding different ways to move runners. But our guys are coming around to that, and we're finding ways to win ball games here lately.
You're probably not quite halfway through the season yet, but with this young ball team, and you knew they were going to be young coming in, are you starting to meet the expectations you had set forth for the ball club?
Yeah, like you said, we're not halfway through the season yet. But they are coming around. We've definitely seen improvement, and it's a sprint that is almost like a marathon. You know, you got 28 games, so you have a lot of games to get prepared. But it all happens in, you know, the matter of like 7 weeks.
Or even shorter if Mother Nature doesn't play out right.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So, I mean, I think Monday we were talking as a coaching staff here last night, and I think Monday is just about that halfway mark as far as, you know, the calendar goes of the season. And it just flies. It flies. But we still have time to get where we need to or where we feel we need to get, but we're still learning a lot about our young guys. And, I mean, I wouldn't say at this point in time we have what we would consider our starting nine moving forward yet. We're still trying to figure some things out, and we're hoping in this next coming week we will get that, fine-tuned, and after that kind of be able to just roll with what we've got.
Well, having a young ball club, I think if any small community, Rossville prepares their kids really well. Just going back all the way to the youth, and you're talking about some of your assistant coaches there, the Jacobies, and I think Mr. Jacoby Sr., he's done a great job with youth baseball over the years, and everyone behind him preparing those kids, getting in town and country baseball, and, you know, playing in some state tournament games and different things to propel the Hornets to be ready for high school baseball. Can you talk a little bit about that as a high school coach and having these kids, you know, coming prepared to the varsity level and makes your job just a little easier?
Yeah, I think that what we have, and not just in Rossville, but in this whole area with town and country baseball, it's such a neat thing. You know, you get the state tournament within that organization that prepares you for high school baseball in a sense that you don't usually get with the rec leagues or even travel for that matter, you know, where you essentially write a paycheck and then, you know, you go play in a tournament and you're guaranteed 3-4 games here. I think it's such a neat thing where, you know, you're playing in the district and you have to qualify to get to a semi-state and you have to qualify to get to a state. I think that setup and that format is such a unique thing in that it's the closest thing to high school baseball that you can really see as a kid. I love the fact that, you know, our kids all play together growing up, and there's that bond and chemistry together. Some do branch off. Some do branch and go, you know, play different travel organizations. But for the most part, even when they get to 13, 14 years old, even if they're playing, you know, in a different travel organization, they come back together and play together for 13 and 14 and then obviously together at the high school. And I think it helps significantly. And we as a coaching staff see a lot of our youth games. And I think that helps create that familiarity and relationship before they even get to the high school. And I think we have a good thing here.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's top notch and couldn't agree more. Hey, Coach, can you talk a little bit about the Hoosier Heartland Conference? Very strong conference, and name out some of those teams there you're looking forward to matching up with here down the stretch.
Yeah, I think whoever designed that new schedule here did not design it friendly to us. I can tell you that was I know it was just random, but so the new style, if everyone isn't familiar, is basically like a cluster style. So like this week, our cluster was us, Clinton Central, and Taylor, which meant that we played Clinton Central on Tuesday, and then we played Taylor on Wednesday, and then Taylor and Clinton Central played each other on Thursday. So each week you just have three teams, and all three teams play each other, you know, one time for 4 weeks here. So next week, I know we got Eastern and Delphi, and it's tough because, you know, you look at Eastern and Delphi last few years, and they've been two of the top teams. So we're going to play them back-to-back this week and try to figure out how to plan our pitching accordingly for that, while also immediately after that we play Central Catholic.
So, tough week coming up, that's for sure.
Yeah, but fun. And so we still have still get to play Prairie in the coming week. And I think that will, yeah, because we've already played Frankfort and we've played Central. So we got Prairie still coming up. Always fun to play against Prairie and coach against Coach Scott over there. Look forward to that. So
yeah, the bottom line is the Hoosier Heartland Conference has gotten better over the years and continues to be a very strong conference, and you're going to have a tough matchup about any night out.
Absolutely. We didn't even mention Carroll, and they're a very, very quality program.
They're ranked, I think, believe in 2A, or they were start of the season, and they're always tough. But, hey, Absolutely. Coach, great to have you on this morning. We could talk forever about Rossville baseball, but we'll get you back on here later in the season and see how the Hornets progress here in the next 10 or 15 ball games.
All right. As always, I appreciate what you guys do for Clinton County, Carroll County sports in our area. Thank you very much.
It's our pleasure. Thanks for calling in this morning. We've been talking with Coach Brad Scott, Rossville Hornet baseball program. We'll be back right after this. We have Coach Ken Jones, the Clinton Central track program.